You used to be friends, now you don't like each other anymore.
The anger.
You engaged in a fist fight, is that right?
Yes.
The antagonism.
You saw Miss Clark. What did you do?
I waved at her and I blew a kiss at her.
How? And blew a kiss at her. How?
The final straw.
She said she would be in the parking lot waiting for me, and I figured I'm not going to back down from this challenge. I'm not going to let her bully me anymore.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 19-year-old Alexis Jones is suing her former friend, 18-year-old Shaquilla Clark, for breaking out the back window of her car.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 446 on the calendar. It's a matter of Jones versus Clark.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
How old are you, Miss Jones?
How old am I? 19.
And you?
18.
And what do you do to keep yourself busy?
I go to Youngstown State University, and I work at Subway.
And you?
I was formerly working at Walmart. Right now, I'm just looking for a place to stay down in Atlanta, Georgia.
So you're not doing anything?
Not right now.
How many credits do you take, Miss Jones?
14.
Getting reasonable grades?
Yes.
Great. Okay. You used to be friends, now you don't like each other anymore. I don't know why you just can't separate and not like each other, but I guess that's just not the way things are done. So it is your claim that the defendant harasses you and vandalized your car after an incident. Ms. Clark says that actually you harass her. She doesn't have a counterclaim and certainly denies vandalizing your car. You were friends in high school?
Yes.
And I read in your papers that sometime in September of last year, you engaged in a fist fight. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
That's smart. And where did the fist fight take place?
My boyfriend's house.
Had you invited her there for
a
fist fight? You mean she showed up?
Somebody else invited her, but I didn't invite her.
And when you got there, there was an altercation, and was there a police report?
No.
Was anybody injured?
No. No, not really.
And then subsequently, in Walmart, were you working in Walmart at the time?
Yes, I was.
You went into Walmart?
Yes.
For what reason?
To go shopping.
Now, Miss Jones, did you know that Miss Clark worked in Walmart?
Yes.
Yes. And that's the only place that you could have shopped?
No.
And when you got there, you saw Miss Clark. What did you do?
I waved at her and I blew a kiss at her.
You waved at her how? And blew a kiss at her?
Yes.
How? And then your friend said something to her?
Yes.
What did your friend say to her?
She asked her about, what did the defendant say on Facebook about her?
So it was something negative?
Right.
And your wave and your kiss was also negative?
No.
Baloney. Because after you had had a fight, you hadn't made up after the fight, right?
Right.
So it was a nasty blow-off kiss and wave. Now, on what date did you instigate this problem?
This was November 1st.
And on what day was your car vandalized?
November 1st.
So on November 1st, Miss Clark must have gotten off from work and came to your house.
Right.
Had she contacted you first?
Yes.
Let me hear about it.
Around maybe 10. She called me back to back to back and...
10 p.m.?
Around 10, yes.
What time had you gotten off from work?
10:30.
Why did you start to call her?
Because she had came to my job and asked me when I was getting off. I let her know. She said she would be in the parking lot waiting for me. And I figured I'm not going to back down from this challenge. I'm not going to let her bully me anymore.
Well, you had already had one fight with her in September.
Yes. But being that she keeps harassing me, we decided it wasn't going to be around 3. She lost her contact. Let it go. She took it further. She wants to wave to me, blow kisses, say she's gonna meet me in my parking lot at work, which I can't say anything because I don't want to get fired. I don't want my employees to be, you know, what is this mess?
Go ahead.
That is definitely not true. After we fought, the day before we went to Walmart, it was a Halloween party.
Talking about November 1st. Let's get to November 1st.
After she called me back to back to back, just kept calling me. Maybe around 11. She called me again, I answered. I heard somebody in the background say, she's not gonna come outside. So I said, she might be at my house. So I went downstairs. My father,
follow me. He heard her screaming my name, saying, come outside, Alexis, come outside. I looked out the window. I seen her with a weapon in her hand. I don't know if it was a bat or a belt. She had a weapon. It was dark. I came outside, was saying, get off my property. My parents came outside, pushed me in the house because they didn't want us to get into another fist fight. My parents proceeded to talk to her and her friends. She had other girls with her.
Who talked to her?
My mother and my father had a conversation with her while I was in the house.
Could you step up, please? Your last name is?
Jones.
Did you have a conversation, Mr. Jones, with Ms. Clark that evening?
I didn't have a conversation with her, but I did witness her at our property in our driveway.
So you didn't speak to her?
I didn't speak to her, no.
Go ahead.
My parents were talking to her.
No, your father, they weren't talking to her.
Oh, well, my mother, well, my father was...
I don't know if your mother was or not, but your parents weren't. You only have one parent here. He said he wasn't talking to her.
My father was talking to... I mean, my father was outside. I was in the house and...
Listen to me. Slowly, and only what you remember is true. It's very bad to bring your witness, even if it's your father, and the first thing he does is deny what you're telling me is true. Do you understand?
Yes.
Perfect. Keep going.
My parents came back in the house, and I saw Shaquila and her friends walking down the driveway to leave. As they were walking down the driveway, I was looking out the window. Her other friends that were with her went into the car. She was still outside of the car. I heard a loud noise. I didn't witness her do it, but I heard a loud noise. And then my father went outside, and then he saw the window.
Don't tell me what he saw. And Mr. Jones, November 1st, you bring your daughter back into the house.
Yes.
Then what happened?
My wife continued to try to talk, to have a conversation with her. I wanted them to get off the property. I didn't care really what happened. I was trying to get them to get off the property. One of the girls that was with her had a weapon in her hand. I didn't know exactly what it was at the time.
So not Miss Clark, one of the other girls.
I'm not saying it wasn't Miss Clark. I was busy keeping her from coming out on the porch with
my
dog.
Well, you just said to me, Mr. Jones, it was one of the other girls that had a weapon in their hand.
I said there was another girl that was with her that could have had a weapon. She could have had a weapon. I'm not sure who had it. I witnessed the weapon.
But you didn't see it in her hand.
I'm being honest. No, I didn't.
Great. Okay. Go ahead.
We got the girls to leave the property. As they were leaving the property, we witnessed them get into the vehicle. So we thought. We went into the house to have a conversation with my daughter to figure out what the story was about, why they came here, what was going on. Next thing I hear is a pop or a crack. I look out the window. I see someone swing at the car, the back of the car. All right? They hop into the back of it was an Expedition, and they drove off.
Now, you said they hop into the back of an Expedition.
The door.
So you heard a pop, and then you saw how many people hop in the back of the Expedition?
I saw one person.
And it was an Expedition?
It was an Expedition.
Whose car is the Expedition?
My friend's boyfriend, Jabray.
Who was driving the car?
She was, my friend. She's not here right now. She had classes to attend to.
So she was driving?
Yes.
Who else was in the car with you? Just a second. Were you in the car?
Yes.
Step up. Last name?
Belcher.
Where were you sitting in the car?
The back seat of the passenger side.
Back seat?
Of the passenger side.
Who was sitting in the front seat?
My friend's boyfriend.
Friend's boyfriend?
Yes, that was...
So you and the defendant were in the back?
And another person.
Other person's name?
Millie.
Who had something in their hand?
None of us.
Somebody did. Sit.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What kind of heating system do you have in your house?
We have an electric furnace.
Oh, that's too bad. Should have coal. Make her put coal in the furnace. Keep her busy. Doesn't have enough to do to keep herself busy.
And later today.
Listen. Lowe.
Yes.
Pay your tickets. You were irresponsible.
I paid $200 to pay for the tickets and never did. They accumulated to $400.
I can explain that if need be.
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Alexis Jones says former friend Shaquila Clark broke out the back window of her car as the result of an argument.
Now, we eliminated the driver and the person sitting in the front passenger seat. So it's either 1-2 or Millie. Millie's not here, but she knows either she did it or she knows who it was who broke the back windshield of your car. So this is your problem, Miss Clark. Either you or this young lady or Millie busted the window of whose car?
Mine.
Her car. I actually don't care if it was you or not, because it was you or you know who it was. Do you understand?
I understand.
Perfect. So if you didn't do it, you can sue the person who did it, because you're going to pay for it. Because but for you, they wouldn't have gotten to the house. Did you know where she lived?
No.
What?
No.
Stand. Move over there. Who gave directions to the house?
Shaquille. Okay.
Go. Life is so easy. Sit down.
Your Honor, I have a different story.
You have what?
A different story from what they told you.
She just told me the story, your witness. Your witness just told me the story. I don't care what brought you to the house. No. What brought you to the house was no good. The only thing I'm interested in is the broken window.
There's not no question that
there's
a.
There's no question that there was a broken window, and there's no question that either you, her, or Millie broke the window. And since you gave directions to get to the house after work, you were going there for absolutely no good. You will pay for the window. That doesn't mean that I like your conduct, because you really started all this mess that day by going in and starting acting disrespectfully after it was over. It was September. You had September or October. It was finished. You started it over again because you don't have enough to do. What kind of heating system do you have in your house?
We have an electric furnace.
Oh, that's too bad. Should have coal. Make her put coal in the furnace. Keep her busy. Doesn't have enough to do to keep herself busy, sir. How much was the window?
$180.
Now, when did you get a protective order against Ms. Clark?
It was granted November 3rd.
And was that a temporary order?
Yes.
Did it expire?
No. Well, it's for a year.
Was she present when you got the order?
Yes. I didn't see her, though.
Were you present when protective order was issued to the plaintiff?
They served me a subpoena to my house. The sheriff came and he gave it to me. I had to go in, you know, for court or whatever, but I never was in contact with her. I never seen her in court.
So you consented to a protective order?
Yes.
So now you got to stay away from her. Got it?
Yes.
And pay her $180 to fix her window. Thank you very much. That's all.
Thank you. Parties are excused. You may step out.
We just fought and everything was done. It was over with.
Because she lost.
But she didn't give her right to bust out my window, so.
And I mean, if I lost, I would still come back 20 times harder also.
Drama.
Me not following through and telling her everything as a best friend would do.
Gossip. He say, she say.
Stuff with me and my boyfriend. Stuff about going on in my everyday life.
It is really ridiculous. Waste of time.
We fell out. We went to different schools. Get over it.
She busted out my window. She got to pay for it.
I mean, hey, I'm going to let her think whatever she wants to so she can sleep at night, okay?
Stay away from her. No contact.
We're going to go separate ways. She has a restraining order on me. I'm not trying to go to jail, you know.
Stay away from drama. Stay away from her. I'll be fine.
They're trying to do the time, you know. But other than that, I'm cool.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Weinstein Bacall versus Loeb. Step forward.
24-year-old Max Weinstein Bacall II is suing his former friend, Jason Loeb, for parking tickets on a van he lent to Jason when his band went on tour.
Is your last name Bacall?
Weinstein Bacall.
What can I call you for short?
Max.
Max. You loaned your truck to the defendant. Defendant doesn't deny he borrowed the truck, and he doesn't deny that while he was borrowing the truck or van that was used for some sort of band, which I am totally disinterested in, he got parking tickets.
Yes.
You want him to pay the parking tickets.
Yes.
So that we agree on the fact, sir, that you borrowed the van.
I borrowed the van, yes.
We agree on the fact that you got parking tickets while the van was in your possession.
I have not actually seen the parking
tickets.
Well,
let's take care of that right now.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The van wasn't tour ready, so he went to the mechanic and had somebody look at it and decide that it
don't tell me what somebody decided. I want to know your defense.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Max Weinstein Bacall II claims former friend Jason Loeb owes for parking tickets on a van he let him borrow. Jason says Max has already been paid.
Do you have the tickets?
I do.
Officer Byrd, would you please hand the defendant the tickets, which should have been taken care of before? Let him examine the tickets. Examine the dates of the tickets, sir. Make sure that the van was in your possession or under your control during that time.
This ticket was issued after I'd borrowed the van.
Afterwards?
Yes.
What's the date of the ticket?
August 18th, 2010.
I can explain that if need be.
Take that one out. And I'll let you explain that one. Go ahead, what's the next one?
This is just the itinerary from my band for when we had.
Fine. So all those tickets with the exception of this one, and what is the amount of this?
The amount on here is $86.
Okay. He says all the rest are legitimately his responsibility, but for any convoluted defense that he might have, except for the one on August 18th for $86.
Yes.
The ball is in your court.
Well, they had borrowed the van. They returned it to me. I was unaware of any parking tickets. And that one was issued the day after they returned it. And they were supposed to return the van to me at my house where the parking is not zoned, but they parked it about 5 or 6 blocks from my house where it was heavily zoned, high ticket area, and I got the ticket for the amount.
Well, were you advised when the van would be returned?
Yes.
On what date was the van to be returned?
Last day of their tour was the 17th, and the next day was when it was supposed to be returned, the 18th.
Well, did you get a call where it was? What time?
They called and said that they left it at the spot where it was about 5 or 6 blocks from me and said they left the key under the mat in the unlocked car.
Your Honor, the van, we organized with Max that the van would be returned by my witness, Kristen Southern.
Just tell me, on what date did you return the van?
I didn't return the van myself.
On what date was the van returned?
It was returned after we got back from
court. Fine. The $86 one is yours. Now, yours. Now, you have a defense.
Yes, my defense is that we had a verbal agreement before tour that the van wasn't tour ready, so we needed to get an alternator and a windshield fixed in order to drive the van.
An alternator?
Yes.
And a windshield fixed?
Yes, it was cracked. It would have been unsafe to drive it otherwise.
Go ahead. And?
And so the agreement was the plaintiff decided that he went to the mechanic and had somebody look at it and decide that it...
Don't tell me what somebody decided. I want to know your defense.
It was about $600 to fix it, and he agreed that if I paid him $600, that he would let us borrow the van. So I gave him $600.
Just a second.
And he didn't have...
Just a second.
Yes.
So, in effect, he rented the van to you for $600?
Yes, basically.
Just a second. In effect, he rented it to you for $600.
Except he didn't fix the windshield.
Just a second.
Sure.
How long did you have the van?
Roughly 13 or 14 days.
And how much would it have cost you to get a van of that size to go on your tour?
Much more than that.
Much more than that?
Yes.
So, you rented his van for $600?
Yes.
Perfect. What's your defense to these tickets?
Well, he agreed that he would fix the windshield. He didn't have time to fix the windshield and said that he would give me the money back from the $600 that wasn't used. And then when we had found out about the tickets, we had decided that I would give him the $200 in order to pay for the tickets, and then he never used that money to pay for the tickets.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
He never used what money to pay for the ticket?
The $200 left over that I had given him and told him.
How much money did you give him in total?
$600. He didn't use all that money to fix the alternator and never fix the windshield.
Well, what were you paying to rent the van?
To fix those so that it was tour ready.
I was lending them the van, which was not running at the time. I needed the money to get it running to lend them.
Listen, Lowe.
Yes.
Pay your tickets. You
They're
were irresponsible.
My I paid $200.
No, you
I
didn't.
I gave him $200 to pay for the tickets, and he never did. They accumulated to $400 months later. That's
I was
not
never
my
given
fault.
Any tickets. I only found out
I
about the tickets.
I just asked you a question. I said you rented his van for $600. How much money in total did you give him in total, all together? How much money did
$600.
You give him?
$600.
That's
I have the PayPal right here.
That's what you rented the van for, $600. And if you would rented another van, you would have rented another van for much more.
Yes, but
than
we
the
had
$600.
A verbal agreement that he would fix everything.
Listen, how much were your tickets?
$440 total.
$440.
Yeah, but that's months
judgment
later
for the plaintiff. Thank you very much. That's all.
Unexcused, Mr. Powell. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Pretty clear that they gave me the money to get the van ready.
I had an agreement with the plaintiff that I would...
And working so they could borrow it in the first place.
Give him the leftover $200 in order to pay for the tickets.
They said that they would give me the money to fix the stuff that it needed to get running.
And he never used that money. Months later, it accumulated to $600.
The reason the windshield wasn't fixed was because I ran out of time.
It's not my fault at all.
And they needed to use the van, and if I hadn't let them, they wouldn't have gone on tour.
He may have been mad that he didn't go on tour. He wanted to be our roadie.
I mean, I used to play in bands. I love going on the road.
And I'm glad he wasn't.
But, you know, I could roadie with other bands.
Friendship is pretty tumultuous at this point.
Not much of a friendship to speak of right now.
Besides talking about the $400 that I owe him, I haven't talked to him. And I don't really care to.